Representative Pepperidge, Capital Construction will handle that issue, which will be committed. Okay, any further questions?
Mr. Chair.
Co-chair.
Not a question. I would just like to say, I want to thank the subcommittee for their work on this budget. The subcommittee did an excellent job. The senators and the representatives who sit on the subcommittee, and of course I want to thank Representative Minnis for her fine job chairing the subcommittee on this budget. I will admit that I was one of the skeptics about the higher ed budget model, and I had lengthy discussions with higher ed about the budget model. I think that they would probably say that I grilled them rather thoroughly about whether or not this was the right direction to go for the state of Oregon. And I came away from our conversations convinced that that they have thoroughly thought this out, that this is a good entrepreneurial model. My concern has been that we make sure that the three regional universities, Eastern Oregon University, Southern Oregon University, and OIT, that these three regional universities, which are the only three four-year colleges that we have outside of the Willamette Valley in the entire state of Oregon, we don't even have private institutions in those areas. My concern all along has been that those three universities be protected, and they did make some adjustments to the model to ensure that. Frankly, we could do nothing else, I believe, but increase the level of funding for the budget model. At the governor's level, the universities were just really, I mean, it would have been, you know, hanging by your fingernails as to whether or not the model would succeed during the coming 2 years. We have seen the K-12 budget at the state level go up by 250-some-odd% from the passage of Measure 5 up to the current school year. And the brunt of that was taken by higher ed. Higher ed actually was one of the few budgets of the state of Oregon that was not just held flat, but had a decrease in their budget. And even though we gave them a small increase last year, even when we adjusted it for inflation, it still really was not an increase. So it is really time that we make this investment in higher education. I firmly believe that we want these young students who are being educated in our schools here in the state, we want them to be able to be proud to stay in Oregon and go to an Oregon university. If they go someplace else, they will probably not come back to the state of Oregon, and we will lose that talent. So I feel very good about this budget. There are a lot of good pieces to it, and I feel very good about the model, and I just commend higher ed for the work that the seven institutions have done and the work that the chancellor has done. And I'm proud to vote for this budget, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. I'm co-chair. Representative Lewis.
I just want to commend the subcommittee. I appreciate all the accolades I've received, but actually this is a product of the whole subcommittee. We all worked together to bring this budget forward, and I just want to thank them from both parties. Worked with us to come to this amount, and I'm proud of the product, but it was a committee. It's a product of the whole committee. I want to thank them for all their hard work and effort on this council as well.
Thank you, Representative Minnis. Okay, if there are no further comments or questions, Representative Minnis moves the bill be reported out to the House with the attached amendments. I will have a roll call vote, please.
Aye.
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 No.
No.
Aye.
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 Aye. Would you like to vote no on the floor?
Aye.
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 Aye. Aye. House Bill 5022 has passed. Senate Bill 100 relating to charter schools. Senator Cutaff.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Senate Bill 100, Fee and Growth, establishes a criteria for creation of public charter schools and allows the funding of charter schools from the state school fund. The bill has passed the Senate and the House. The Senate had before it a motion to concur the House amendments and repass the bill. The rules were suspended and the bill referred to Ways and Means for the purpose of reviewing the fiscal impact statement. Under Mason's rules, no amendments could be made to the bill, only a recommendation to the Senate on the motion to concur with the House amendments. The Education Subcommittee reviewed the fiscal impact of the bill. The subcommittee discussed the Department of Education's estimated cost of $252,252 general fund in the 9901 biennium and the need for additional staff. It then discussed the options of having the agency budget adjusted for these costs or having the agency absorb the cost through the allocation of priorities. The Education Subcommittee recommends that the Ways and Means Committee recommend to the Senate to concur with the House amendments and repass the bill.
Thank you, Senator Cuta. So moved on Senate Bill 100. Are there any questions? Any comments? Are there any no votes? One no vote. Senator Metzger, is that a no vote? Let the record show that Senator Hammond and Senator Metzger are no votes. And Senate Bill 100 is back to the Any comments? Questions? Everything's going good? Okay.
Good job,
Jimmy.
Yes.
Are you
next? Well, some people can.
I wish that's a different person.
Oh, I'm happy.